Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ashar of Arif Billah, Hazrat-i Aqdas, Hazrat Mu'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas, Abnawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Jalsa-i Qurb-i Mahabbat. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے گناہ گاروں کی مت تحقیر کر ایزا ہی دینا دا گناہ گاروں کی مت تحقیر کر ایزا ہی دینا دا کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے بفیض مرشد کامل
جدر جد هو حاصل بقي بمرشد كامل جدر جد هو حاصل تو دل پر چل سائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر چل سائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی اللہ اصطفیٰ اما بعد فرینڈز دیز اشعار آف دادا شیخ امی زمانہ تبریز دورہ شیخ عجم العرب حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ ٹائٹلڈ آلسو جلسہ قرب محبت those moments of the nearness and the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which come upon the heart. You can see that 24/7/365 only spent in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then where can a weakling like me even translate this ocean of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But a little, that we know a little bit of Urdu, a few words here and there, and try and translate it literally. That muhabbat may be محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے that different conditions come upon a person. A person sometimes is sad, sometimes is happy, sometimes grief, whatever the case may be. Love is also a condition of the heart. That when a person loves somebody or something, then come what may, he will try and achieve his goal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be his beloved, then now everything else جو ایک تجھ سے محبت ہو گئی ساری دنیا ہی سے عداوت ہو گئی اللہ دس واٹ ٹائپ آف لو واٹ از واٹ کنڈیشن ہیز کم اپون دا ہارٹ دیٹ ناؤ آئی ایم ان لو وتھ یو انٹائر ورلڈ آئی ایم سارٹ آف این اینمی آف دیم دے آر مائی اینمیز دے آر ٹیکنگ می اوے فرام یو دے آر ٹیکنگ می اوے فرام یو اینڈ یو آر مائی بیلوڈ سو اٹ ہیپنز دیٹ وین اے پرسن از ان دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اور دا لو آف اینی تھنگ ایلس اللہ بلیسز اور تھرو لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی بٹ دیٹ از دا آبجیکٹ آف لائف That Allah asks us the question again and again, that have we created you without any object, without any purpose? No, we have created you for a purpose. We've created you with the object that you should recognize us. And the recognition will bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everything else will become immaterial. It will have absolutely no value. So when this condition comes upon the heart of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those moments will pass where a person will say nothing and he will just be sort of in meditation, in muraqabah, and thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thinking about the times that have gone past, that I'm 60 years old, 70 years old, umar pachpan ki ho gayi, bachpana nahi gaya. You know, 55 years old, my tomfoolery hasn't passed. I'm still involved in all those things which are trivial. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the beauty of the person's iman and belief, is that he stays away from things which have got absolutely no value. Trivial pursuits. Now this person is in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting and you see that the eyes just well up, and the tears are just flowing, he is not lifting his hands, he is not making dua, he is not engaged in salat, he is not reading Quran Sharif, but the tears are just whelming, it's just flowing from the eyes. This is because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, what purpose did you send me for into this world? And what have I done? There's so many years and so many months and so many days. Now I'm a father, I'm a grandfather, I'm a great-grandfather. And still, I'm still in all these things. Oh Allah, the purpose of life I haven't realized. And now the eyes are just tearing away. And this really brings that one moment in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those tears which are shed, is enough to put out the flames of the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, agar ke raah-e taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq-e-sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. That it will happen that in this path of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah consciousness and bringing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the heart. Dil dena hai to usi ko do, jisne tujhe dil diya. That if you have to give your heart, you want to fall in love with somebody, then fill that heart with the love of that being who blessed you with the heart. So in achieving this, many hurdles will come. Now the friends are going for fishing and they're calling you that join us. Now they're going for a picnic, now we're going for a holiday, now we're going to this resort, now we're going to this, now we're going on this business trip, whatever the case may be. This person will say, no, I've got this. My priorities are different. And people will see that what is going on. But you used to sit with us. You used to be with us. You used to be one of the clique. You used to be one of the people amongst us. Now what has happened to you? And you'll say to them that, no, you carry on. And you will be sitting in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many hurdles will come in this path. But a person who is true in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has really recognized his purpose of life, who has understood why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here, then he will tolerate all this. And he will take each hurdle in his stride. And he will not break that bond and the contact that he is trying to build with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, sila ishq majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba ki aashiq rote rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai. That can't we think, just use your little intelligence, that what is the end result of these illicit relations? A person has got everything, he's got a good family, he's got a good job, he's got a good position, he's got everything, but Allah save us, fell into an illicit relationship, and these things never get hidden. It always, the stink and the stench of it always comes up. Somehow or the other it comes out. Now there's an inquiry at work. Now there's this. Now the people in town are speaking. Now the person can be reading nice two rakats, nafil namaz, but people sitting in the back and saying, this is that person. So can't you realize, don't you use your little brain, this brain that Allah has given you, can't you use it to think that what is the end result of an illicit relationship? That you are now crying for that person with who you are involved with in this relationship, and that person doesn't even know. You are in a warm bed with all the duvets and the heaters of the room and air cons, whatever the case may be, and with all the comforts, but you can't fall asleep. You are restless. You are sleeping, tossing from side to side in the thought of that person, and that person doesn't even know about it. So, dil dena usuk is, give it to that being who gave you that heart, that when you will fall in love with that being, that the more, they say, the sickness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you try and treat it, the more it increases. The more closer you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it, that tafakkur sa'atin, to think and ponder of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better than 1,000 miracles, is better than thousands of rakats of nafil salah, just to think and ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rather, have that love, give your heart to that being who gave you that heart. This illicit relation is going to bring you just sleeplessness. It's going to bring you restlessness. It's going to bring you torment of the heart. And it's going to bring you sleepless nights. Hazrat Wala further rahmatullah alayhi says that khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi to apne aansuon se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. In the hadith sharif of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person commits a guna, then a black spot settles in the heart. If he makes tawbah, then this is erased. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Kareem Data, Allah is that benevolent, Allah is that Haleem, Allah is that Shakur, Allah is that Ghafoor, Allah is that Rahman, Allah is that Rahim, that when He forgives, He takes it out of the memory of all the witnesses of that sin. The memory of the limbs, the memory of the Kiram and Katibin, the memory of the scrolls, the memory of the earth where the act was perpetrated. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying in light of that hadith, that if a black spot has come onto you, because of some sin, we are insan. We make mistakes. We err. We falter. We make mistakes. But we've got our Allah, who's our Rabbah, our Rahman, our Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In everything, we take the name of that Rahman, of that Rahim, who's so benevolent, who's so generous, who's so kind, that His kindness and love for His creation is more than all the love of all the mothers of all species put together. Whether it is the mothers in the animal kingdom, in the fish kingdom, in the bird kingdom, in the human kingdom, all mothers put together, the love that they have for the offspring is not even a billionth of a trillionth of a zillionth of an iota of the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for His creation. So if a person does falter and make a mistake, and you commit a guna, then come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tears of regret, and the tears of shamefulness, and the tears of remorse. Then wash out that black spot and put out the flames of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Gunahgaro ki mat tahqeer kar e zahir inada, ke unki aahzari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. That, oh, this person who's engaged in a little bit of ibadat, that a person like myself, I just read 2 rakats namaz and think that I'm better than everybody else. Now I'm looking down upon this person, looking down upon that person. He's like this and he's like that, and he's got this habit and he's like that. He backbites and he tells lies and he, but I never ever look at myself. As our Hazrat Allah Damat Barakatum teaches us, that when we point a finger at somebody, then three are pointing back at us. And so the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person is when he will start realizing his own faults, and when he will start looking at his own self. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah so beautifully is teaching us here that, oh, that person who is involved in a little bit of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't look down upon the wrongdoers. Because when they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it makes the heavens split. It brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in full flow. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engulfs them. And they become at-taibu habibullah. That person whom we learn here, Hazrat Allah, Allah give Hazrat Allah jazai khair, what haven't we learned here? That at-taibu habibullah, that person becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, a person when he's given amnesty, or he's gone on parole, then he's not given any gift or any position. But in the kingdom, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers that person with mercies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him His beloved immediately. So don't look down upon them, because when they cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy comes in full flow, and they become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you think that, when I think that with my 2 rakats, I'm a great buzurg, I'm a wali, I'm a pious person, look at me, I'm like this, I got topi, dari, kurta, and look at this person, how he's dressed, and how he's, let us not look down, and let me not look down upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Ye faiz murshid kam, murshid kamil, ye faiz hai murshid kamil, jo dard dil hua hasil. Wallah, what did we know who is Allah? Or rather, what did I know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I may have stayed in a madrasa for a few years. I may have gone through a few kitabs with my ustad, their barakat. But what, never knew who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we came here, really then, up till today, we still don't know. I still don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still trying to learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So this is all the affairs of this khanqa. This is all the affairs of our kabirin. This is all the affairs of our shaykh and our asatiza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true understanding that this is their affairs. It is really their benevolence. It is their kindness. That the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is burning in their heart, they wish that it was coming to our hearts as well. A doctor who is any person in any field, when he is the best, he doesn't want any opposition. But this is one field where they have the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they want to ignite it in the heart of every other person. That is, nobody is in opposition. Everybody must come. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah in another couplet says very, very beautifully that, oh Allah, I must become a majnu. I must become a mad person in your love. And then when this love will come into my heart, then I must go around the whole world and then spread that love of yours. and then make every person also a Majnu. And then that Majnu must also go out throughout the world spreading the message of your love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with it. Zirwallah rahmatullahi alayhi. In the final couple of things, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ says that that person who gives his heart to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we have the halal love, the love of our parents, the love of our spouses, the love of our children, the love of our satiza, the love of our sheikh, these halal love. Besides this, a person who gives his heart to anybody else and tries to inculcate an illicit relationship, then the punishment for treason in any country is to be hanged. Is death, is to be put before the firing squad. So a person will be a traitor to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say a traitor in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then bajurmi bewafai, because of this treason and because of this loyalty, he will be deprived of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yazir Allah rahmatullahi alayhi, so beautifully in this couplet used the word haq, which is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be deprived of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haq could be the straight path, sirat al-mustaqim. He will be deprived of that also. So many words in one couplet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding. Everybody listen, bless us with the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Maulana Nurullah is here from France. He graduated in a madrasa. MashaAllah, returned there and doing wonderful work. Masjid, madrasa, teaching, everything, all aspects. MashaAllah, and Khanka, everything. He's here for the Islahi Jalsa. And coming with 20 brothers from France are coming, MashaAllah. By Muhammad Tayyib. Tahir. MashaAllah, he's also come, MashaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله. And a few words Hazrat asked me to give you. The only thing that I can tell you, value what you have. South African people, we don't have this kind of majlis in our whole France, maybe in Europe, only a few places in the world. To just hear some kalam on hubbullah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no way like this. You people, alhamdulillah, you can come every Tuesday. There is Islahi Jalsa, mashallah, many times during the year. Some people who are living here also in Azadville also. Really value what you have. Hazrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him long life with the afiyat inshaAllah, so that we can take benefit. Really, we don't even know ash'ar. I remember when I started my studies here, every time I used to come to Hazrat and ask him, Mulana, I don't know what I will have to do with Urdu. When I go back to France, there's no link with Urdu. There's only Arab people there. We speak only Arabic and French. But when, subhanAllah, but now when we listen to the ash'ar in Urdu, so now I'm telling all my students, you have to learn Urdu. You have to learn Urdu. And I still remember I went to Mawlana Dabil Yasab that time, and I was in second year. I was tired. Said, I mustn't learn Urdu, it is a waste of time. Allah forgive me. And alhamdulillah, and then in the end he told me, no, you have to stay here and learn. And only when I left the madrasa, today now in the markaz, when our akabirin, mashallah, when they come from Raiwin, and now there is need of translation, there is no one who can translate Urdu now to French. And now to understand also now all the tafasir and the shara of ahadith in Urdu. So really, now you have our ulama are here, Madaris also, our Kabir also, try to learn Urdu, to try to understand the Ash'ar, and really value what you have. An-ni'ma idha fuqidat urifat. The ni'ma, only when you lost that ni'ma, you will realize what ni'ma. To have such a Hazrat, subhanAllah, really, what kalam, what word can I give you? South African people, please. Value of what you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us inshallah understanding inshallah. to try to take benefit fully, inshallah, from our Hazrat and our ulama, our Asatiza who are here, mashallah. This kalam and tazkiyah, there is no way like this. We come from markers of shar, the markers of evil, like where every day. Now, maybe you heard about the Olympics and what, you know, the worst of place. But here, subhanAllah, every day now kalam and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's there even to keep our lihya, our beard, is difficult. You know, to keep our kurta also is not easy. Maybe in the whole place, maybe there's only maybe our family, my two brothers, myself. We're trying, please, remind us in your du'as, keep us, inshallah, in your du'as, that Allah Ta'ala keep us with istiqamah, inshallah, until the end. You know, here, alhamdulillah, to work with sunnah is so easy. To keep a beard is so easy. To keep even a topi. In our masjid, there's almost no one with topi. Forget about the imamah also. You know, some masajid in France, there's no one, even the imam also, there's no sunnah dressing. No one. And here, subhanAllah, we are, you know, like so particular about each sunnah. Each sunnah to come in, out of the masjid, to go in the toilet, out of the toilet, subhanAllah. Everything. And how our madaris, subhanAllah. In one of the main also, people ask us, why you went to South Africa? There's Saudi, there's Misri, there's Sham, there's so many countries in the world where you can learn deen. But wallah, if you see the Ahlul Ilm, of them, there's not even a sign of Islam. But here, when we saw our ulama, subhanAllah, I used to tell them that I come from a place, like I'm speaking about Azadville, South Africa, where I saw Islam. I'm seeing Islam moving people who have, mashallah, akhlaq, deen in their life. But by us, we're just listening to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. And Allah ta'ala, you know, give us this tawfiq to take full benefit of our Hazrat also. Isa Hijaz also is coming also. Us, you know, like we have to cross the whole Africa to try to sit only for few hours, few days only. You people, mashallah, you know, we brought 20 people, alhamdulillah. You people must bring maybe more than 100 and 1,000 people also, inshallah, for the Isa Hijaz, inshallah.